Now we come to the sixth trumpet, and here are the angels that are loosed at the river Euphrates. Now I'm reading again my text, verses 13 and 14. And the sixth angel blew the trumpet, and I heard one, that is a single voice, out of the horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, having the trumpet, loose the four angels which have been bound at the great river Euphrates. All right, now will you notice, when the sixth angel blew the trumpet, a command came from the horns of the golden altar. Now that golden altar speaks of prayer. That's what it spoke of in the tabernacle here on earth. And this is where you will recall back in the 8th chapter where the angel offered prayer at the beginning of the blowing of the trumpets. The sixth angel not only blows the trumpet, but is given a command to loose four angels bound at the river Euphrates. This angel received in turn his orders from a voice that was there at the altar. And who is it? It says that he was at the horns. Well, it's Christ. He's now ripped off the seventh seal, and this seventh seal just leads into the trumpets, and then we'll lead on to the seven persons or personalities, and then on to the seven bowls of wrath. Here in Revelation, all of this is bound together. Now, the angels who are bound are evidently evil, or why would they be bound if they were not? And releasing them turns loose a flood tide of destruction on the earth. They were bound away from the others, I think because of the enormity of their crime. Now, why were they bound at this particular location, at the Euphrates River? Though this, I think, is rather difficult to explain, the prominence of this area in Scripture cannot be overlooked. The Garden of Eden was somewhere in this section. The sin of mankind began here. The first murder was committed here. The first war was fought here. And here was where the flood began and spread over the whole earth. And here is where the Tower of Babel was erected. And to this area were brought the Israelites of the Babylonian captivity. And Babylon was the fountainhead of idolatry. And here is the final surge of sin on the earth during the Great Tribulation period. So the Euphrates actually marks the division between East and West. It was Kipling, you remember, that said, East is East and West is West, and never the twain shall meet. Well, that's been true to a certain extent. Perhaps there's been a restraining influence in the past which has kept the hordes from the East from spilling over to the West, but it's going to be broken down. It was Napoleon who made the statement, China is a sleeping giant, and God pity the generation that wakes her up. Well, we waked her up. I'll tell you this, that she's very much alive today, and they have a fourth of the population of the world there, and if you take the peoples of the East, the Orient, beyond the Euphrates River, you have most of the population of the world there. And suppose they start moving, and they're going to move someday. That river's been a division point, though. From the time of Alexander the Great, the white man has had his day. And colonialism, as far as the white man is concerned, it's over with now. And communism's colonialism is still on the march. But the dark races are awakening. They have been held back. And apparently these four angels had something to do with holding them back. And you remember Zechariah in the 5th chapter, and we studied that not long ago, locates Babylon as the last stand of false religion. That's where it will be, Satan's last stand. Now, these four angels are loose. And notice verse 15 and 16. And the four angels were loosed, who had been prepared for the hour, the day, and month, and year. And you'll have to take that literally, my friend, because I don't know how else you'd take it. The very hour is marked out that they might kill the third of man. Notice that. At the blowing of this trumpet, the sixth trumpet, the third of the population of mankind will be removed. We've already seen a fourth removed. Now a third is removed. And over half of the population of the earth will be destroyed in the great tribulation period. No wonder the Lord Jesus Christ said, except those days were shortened, no flesh would survive. And it says the numbers of the armies of the cavalry was 2 myriads of 10,000. And that's 200 million. And China and India and Japan could put that many in the field tomorrow. Easy enough. What a tremendous thing this is. The size of this army is stupendous. And that's where the population is today. God help the white man, my friend, when those angels are removed. He wouldn't stand a chance. And what we have here is the wholesale invasion of the demon world that we had back in the locusts. And now they are motivated to a world war. And actually, we've never had a real world war yet. Not where every nation is involved. That will take place in the Great Tribulation period. Now, here are 200 million. Are they human beings? I've so far indicated that they could be. But frankly, I believe that what you have here is the invasion of the demon world, which is a further result of Satan opening the door of the shaft of the bottomless pit. The following description of these horsemen further confirms this fact.